Did you enjoy the Zeke touchdown where the still shot of him on the sideline with five Rams around him? It was the CeeDee Lamb last year shot of in the UT game where it's like, did this man score a touchdown? And if so, how? I still don't know how he scored a touchdown last night. Zeke was really, really good, though.
No, I was rubbing my hands together because one of the massive elements of this Rams defense was, okay, if you're going to pay those two guys, you're just going to have Herb playing linebacker, to use a normism. Four guys named Herb, I think you like to say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they did. They had dudes playing linebacker who, you know, we don't know much about in this league. Absolutely. And that moment, the Cowboys were able to expose it, and the rest of the night, they really weren't.
Yeah.
And so that's, you know, that's the frustrating element of how the offense went because, you know, and I'm going to write more about the offense specifically in the morning with looking through the numbers and things. But you know, the outset is basically more of what we saw last year. And I'm not putting this on a coaching change. I'm just telling you this is – what this group of guys, because I can promise you, even coaches you don't like are telling them what you want them to hear. They are designing sound offenses that work in football. And so it comes down to this 11 guys, Dak Prescott, Zeke, Amari. I mean, they're being paid absurd amounts of money to be awesome at their job. And really what that means is, you're going to be a productive offense. Now make that production go from yards to points. Because you can have 500 yards in an NFL game, but if you're not breaking 17, who cares?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Who cares if you march up and down the field? So often, as we said last week, the problem has been red zone, leaving with 3 instead of 7 too often. There was some of that last night, no doubt. Heck, leaving with 0 on that fourth down play. But more than anything, they're up at 400 yards again, and they got 17 points, and it went to a bunch of third downs that stopped drives, just inefficient, allowing sacks, not making catches, not making passes. You know, so I love your production yards-wise, but it doesn't mean anything to me anymore that you rack up 25 first downs. I need points. And, you know, that's last year. I think the total is now 17 regular season games. So 16 last year and 1 this year. That's now the 6th time they've been at 400 yards and 24 points or less. And
that leads the league by a mile,
and
right?
They're 0-6 in those games. It was the Packers, the Vikings game, the Packers game, the Bills game last year, the Bears game, the Jets game, and then this one. So what if you split those games? What if you just can go 3-3 in those games? You know, it makes all the difference in the world. You're a division champion. You're 1-0 yesterday. You're feeling good about yourself. That's the difference, is not how much you're getting on the you know, yardage thing. It's how many points can you get. That's very basic, but that's the only thing missing. Otherwise, they're a fine offense, but what does otherwise even mean? Because the goal is to score points.
I can see how maddening it is, too, if you're like a super fan of this team over the last year, especially where they can't win close games. They can't win a game that is a one-score game. And literally, they're the worst in the NFL. And it doesn't make a ton of sense, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like they've got... I get it that the Garrett era is was horrible and a lot of stats are tainted because of the way he approached games. But just the fact that you, and as Jason Witten said forever and ever and ever, the league is about these one score games, which means the league is about these 1, 2, 3 plays that can decide anything and everything. And you have to be on the good side of those plays.
Right.
Otherwise you lose these one score games. But to have it happen time and time and time again to where you're basically 0-8 in your last 8 one-score games is, it doesn't make sense.
No.
I don't understand it. And again, you know, there's a leash that you got to give Mike McCarthy, and you can't get too down on how it all unfolded last night. But it was a lot of the same old, same old.
And it's not that far, probably, from the Mavs, right?
Not at all.
Oh, you're points per 100 possessions. That's awesome. How about these 3 possessions that determine the game?
I know.
And it's the same thing, right?
Yep.
It's great that you're productive. Are you productive when you must be? And so for the Cowboys, I don't want to argue both sides. And I really am a Dak Prescott enthusiast because I've seen him, heck, yesterday in the first half, clinical quarterback play. Awesome quarterback play. In the second half, it dropped off. Now, why did it? I'm positive there are extenuating circumstances, probably starting from the fact that now your offensive linemen who were understudies and you put them out there, remember they were raving about Connor Williams early. Yep. Man, he looks great. He's stronger. And then in the second half, he starts wearing down, and Aaron Donald is like, dude, we're going 12 rounds today. You might win the first couple. That's awesome. I'm going to be here all night. And Terrence Steele, okay, you know, we're going to do this early, and then later we're going to see how your conditioning is. We're going to see if you get tired, you know.
No knock on Terrence Steele, by the way, no. Who's thrown into an impossible situation.
Absolutely, but 70 snaps is not 10. And if you can stay alive for 10 snaps, love it, bro. Doesn't now you Terrence, got 60 more.
Doesn't Terrence Steele sound like a late 70s porn star name? Terrence Steele.
Terrence Steele on Westwood One.
Yeah, so, I mean, in the second half, it all got really, really poor. And you know, that goes to third downs. That goes to the passing game. And a couple plays. That's all it is. But that's what this league is.
I thought Dak was fine, you know. And again, if that one play goes off and they end up kicking a field goal, I don't know if they would have scored down there that close with so little time. Although they'd have the timeout in their back pocket.
Yep, and
so they would have had
20,
two chances,
20 seconds from the 15-yard line, and you know Garrett would have run the ball to get the hash marks right.
Right.
Maybe McCarthy would have
center.
Maybe McCarthy would have tried to punch it.
Who knows? So yeah, I mean everything is kind of based on that one play. The bitching and moaning, the good, the bad. It's all kind of based on, because we would be coming here singing a different tune on everybody.
Yes.
On, oh my God, Michael Gallup has stepped it up to this level of blah blah blah, and he fought off the best cornerback in the league, and Dak threw the perfect ball at the most highly leveraged time of the game. And
yep.
We're singing a different tune, so it is tainted in a way, and I understand that. But, you know, before you got to that point, and there's, you know, you can make the argument, and coaches will say that, whether it's a missed kick at the end of the game or a play like this, don't let it get to that point. Don't right. let it get to desperation.
Yep.
Where you're in a full-on panic with the clock ticking down, and you've got to convert a 3rd and 10 on your own side of the field, which seemed impossible at the time, and just don't let it get to that point. And there were plenty of opportunities, including that the coach had, to not let it be at that point.
Yeah.
Because you wonder how different. Well, first off, if the game would have been tied, the Rams drive that preceded that last Cowboys drive would have been different. There's no doubt.
Yep.
They weren't going to run that power sweep on 3rd and 3 or whatever. And even if they did, Sean McVay was probably going to go for that just to not give the ball back to the Cowboys one last time.
No doubt.
So things would have been different. But at the same time, as we'll get into at 5:15, that was a monumental first game decision.
Yeah, and then the injuries, bro.
Dude.
The injuries are big.
That's the story of the game.
And then.
Right? That's it.
Yeah.
And especially Friday, we're sitting here talking about Leighton Vander Esch going, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Did you have the first half in your.
No.
In your pool?
When they show him over there and they're giving him the neck exercise, I'm like, oh, dude. As Jake
that's
said
why,
last night, just he needs to.
That's why I don't want to hear how somebody's recovered in the offseason. I just
nope,
don't.
And, nope. Feel great.
And by the way, Jalen did not look very good no. either, did he?
No, he didn't.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival. Featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.